friends and all the usual shenanigans. Following the dream.
I am eight.
I am eight.
I am eight.
I am eight.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, I'm a year older.
Oh, yeah?
Hey. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you've had your birthday, haven't you?
Yeah. Does this mean I've got to update your profile on your website again?
On his Tinder.
I'm not on Tinder.
Hey, we need to get you on there.
Shall we get John on Tinder?
No, no. Do you know what you could do? You could put your horse head on one of the profile pictures.
Oh, hang on.
The ladies all think that's a bit quirky.
Nady one.
Just before we go any further.
Yes.
What's this all about? You brought this in the other week. Why have we got a cow in the studio?
That is a cow in a can. Do you not remember them from being a kid? Does anybody remember them from being a kid?
Of course you can.
It's just a can that you tilt. Hours of fun and pleasure.
I've got a collection of farmyard animals in the studio. It's weird.
Can I keep it?
No, it's for here.
Yeah, please. No, please take it. That's it. It'll keep going off all day, that.
So that's a cow in a can. I don't know why. I mean, who would invent that? But it was invented, and it was...
Well, for people like you that buy it.
I don't think I normally would have bought them, but we definitely had them when we were kids.
Shut up!
And how come you bought it this time around? Why have you got it now?
I don't know, I just thought you guys might find it amusing, and Jordan clearly does.
Do you think Adam will find it amusing?
Oh, yeah, he likes farm animals.
I know, yeah, yeah.
What noise would you make if we tilted you?
What, me or Jordan?
I've got brain damage!
Oh, dear. Yeah, you want a pull string on your back, don't you, like a woody doll?
Yeah.
Definitely. So you've been good, mate, what's been happening?
Yeah, I've had my birthday.
Yes, and how old is that? How old do you know? Do you know?
I don't know.
Come on, don't talk rubbish.
I was born in 1990, so that I think I'm 36.
All right, yeah.
36?
That's right, yeah.
Wow.
Getting old, mate. Do you get more pip now?
No.
It's older. More brain damage.
I'll tell you what I did get for my birthday.
Go on.
I got money,
yep.
Clothes, and off my sister... I got an assortment of pretzels.
Oh, right. Is that not just a packet of pretzels?
No, I got like 50 bags of pretzels, but different flavours.
Well,
what?
Was that on your list?
Honey and mustard, jalapenos, and stuff like that.
Why?
Because that's what I asked for.
Fair enough.
And Sophie asked for crisps, so I got an assortment of crisps.
You know, that reminds me. I went to a friend of mine's dude not so long ago, and we were all really hungry, and it was 10 o'clock now. We were in the pub and whatever, and nowhere was open.
Yeah.
So I went to the bar, and I generally, it sounds like I'm telling a joke, and I said, just give me a couple of bags of everything behind the counter. And I ended up eating... These are the flavours that you two started doing a while ago. Marmite crisps.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I actually really liked them.
Yeah, I think I remember liking Marmite. Or did I? No, I didn't.
You didn't.
The stink got everywhere and I couldn't get rid of it.
But the crisps, actually really good. I enjoyed them.
Yeah.
I did enjoy them with a beer.
Do you know when, I can't remember when we did it, but I think it was before you came on board, Kevin. We did something in conjunction with Marmite, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, for some reason. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, you were potentially being going to get sponsored by them, weren't you? Did you not have a T-shirt?
These Christmas jumpers or something.
That was it.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
And I remember
We all tried some Marmite, didn't we? I loved it.
Did you?
You and Scott hated it.
I don't think I would be a fan of Marmite end off, and I probably never even actually tasted it.
If I remember rightly, the taste was okay, but the smell was just disgusting.
Vile. That brings me to like a question that I've always had. What's the difference between Marmite and Vegemite?
Oh.
I would guess one is veggie. And one is meat.
But one is ma.
But I don't know. No, I've got no clue.
I'll tell you what Vegemite is. It's like an American thing now or something.
Vegemite is what they have in not volcanoes.
Volcanoes?
Australia.
How did did you get volcanoes in Australia confused?
I don't know.
Is this the brain damage kicking in?
Yeah, yeah.
You're acting up a little bit today. You have to more money, isn't it?
Yeah, you're trying to get more money, aren't you?
No. Following the dream. I tell you what I have got for this episode.
Go on then.
I can't believe I've got one for the next episode as well.
Go on.
I've got an Amanda Holden update.
Have you?
What, we're doing that already?
Yeah.
He wasn't ready. He's looking for the buttons now, look. Look at him.
Oh, my God.
Should we do one then?
Yeah.
The Amanda Holden update.
Oh, my God.
With Jordan Anderson.
What have you got?
Right. I'm so happy with this.
Yeah.
I saw the video the other day because Bossman sent it me. Now I'm well connected with the socials now, and I saw the video.
Oh God, you're not stalking her, are you?
No. I saw the video of her wax work.
All right.
Yeah.
And I was worried what you were going to say then. I'm so worried. You saw a video of her waxworks.
Yeah, it unlocked her phone.
I saw that.
How can that be?
No.
I mean, I kind of get why it would do it, but it's still a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's wax.
You know, I saw it and I thought it was actually really good, but you can tell it wasn't her.
Oh, you see, at first look, I wasn't sure.
Well, you know.
No, I wasn't watching a video. I was just looking at a still photo.
Right.
And at first look, I was like, oh, that is very good.
Yeah.
But was she not stood next to it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. But what was funny, and I don't know whether you saw it, the extended video, and to explain to anybody listening, so Amanda Holden's in at Madame Swords in Blackpool, wasn't it? I think it was.
Oh, she phoned her mum, didn't she?
Yeah, but she's got the dummy next to her, or the waxwork. But then all the people from Heart Radio came in one by one, didn't they?
Yeah.
And she was stood there pretending to be the waxwork.
Yeah.
And Jamie Theaster actually looked at her and went, wow, it looks so realistic, doesn't it? And then she jumped, you know what I mean?
That's good, I like that.
Which is funny.
So she's in Blackpool, is she?
Yeah, she's in Blackpool. I thought it was in London, but I got really happy when it was in Blackpool.
She's probably in both, but if she's in Blackpool, we need to go, don't we?
We do.
We need like a team day out. What was that? That sounded a little bit...
Barry
stalker.
White.
What was that?
Barry White checked in then.
Weird. You're not going to do anything a bit dodgy, are you, when you stood next to us? Are you sure? Because there will be security. And if you do anything a bit out of hand, I'm disowning you.
We need to go and see a man older. He went, yeah, we do. Like, what the hell?
Weirdo.
Another restraining order incoming.
Buy Me a Coffee is a great way to help us get the podcast to Amanda Holden. From as little as £1 a month, you can be a part of the journey. Full details at followthedream.co.uk. Now, back to the shenanigans.
Should we talk Kit Kats?
Oh,
why?
Yes. Yeah, you're selling some. Job lot.
Can somebody elaborate on this for me? Come on, Kevin.
You brought this to my attention the other day.
I think it was Switzerland.
Right.
And a truckload of something like 400,000 Kit Kats has been stolen. Truck and all.
It was me.
So, and I think Andrew's got a job lot going. Go on, what do you know about it, Andrew?
Just it's taken over the internet, hasn't it?
In
the last few days. It's like, it's everywhere.
Are you familiar with Aldi's social media?
Yeah, I saw theirs.
They are genius. Whoever took over running Aldi's social media needs to get a complete raise because they're just trolling the hell out of every other shop.
Yeah, but everybody was on it.
Yeah.
I've got a few pictures.
Has anybody got a picture?
Yeah, anybody listening in, we'll put these on the Facebook page. But just search for it online because there were so many. But IKEA got on it. Their wardrobe is full of Kit Kats. And this was, I like this one. There's like a lorry full of Kit Kats and boxes.
So that wardrobe says, can also store tons of chocolate bars, IKEA.
This one says, 12 tons of Kit Kats available, willing to swap for 12 litres of diesel. But they were everywhere. Just go and do a Google and you'll see them. But I'll put a few on our Facebook page and follow the dream.
IKEA, not a sponsor.
Jordan Bossman.
As we're recording this, it's Easter Monday, so everyone's just had their Easter eggs.
No, but or have they, Jordan?
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Yeah?
Why?
Well, what's the word when everybody's like campaigning not to go to Cadbury's? They don't want to buy Cadbury's.
Oh, boycott. Really?
Boycotted. Yeah, they've been boycotted.
Are they?
Big time.
Now, this is funny because I went into Asda on Saturday.
Shelves are full.
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah.
And in fact, not only full, half price.
Yeah.
Loads of them boycotted.
Yeah, it's because no one will buy it.
I didn't know there was a boycott. Yeah.
It's because no one will buy it, so they're trying to shift it, aren't they, any way they can.
So are they doing this because there's not enough chocolate?
No.
And the price has gone through the roof?
No.
It's because, I don't know what's in the chocolate, but it is because of something that's in the chocolate.
Right, it's palm oil.
So yes.
There's not enough chocolate.
Yeah. The Americans have taken over, apparently. They're making it now.
Right, oh, so this has all taken off, has it now?
Yeah, so they've been making it, but they've replaced whatever percentage of chocolate is now palm oil.
Yeah.
And people are saying it doesn't taste like chocolate
anymore. Yeah, it's horrible.
So that's why it's still on the shelves.
But the price is, like at the moment, price of chocolate has gone up per 100 grams 38%. The price now for chocolate is as low as it's ever been.
Yeah.
And yet they're still charging us.
While we're on the subject of chocolate, stop a minute.
But it's still on the shelves, Andrew.
I know. Good.
Yeah. Right.
Make it like it used to be.
Chocolate. Yeah. I don't know if any of you two agree with me, but you know what? Easter, doesn't it?
What did you stop for then?
Doesn't it taste different, Easter chocolate to normal chocolate?
No.
But it does now if you've got the palm oil stuff, probably.
I suppose, no. I think in the old days, Easter eggs used to taste better just because they were Easter eggs. But now there's no chocolate in them.
I checked in on the news the other day and there was some crazy conversation going on one of the TV news channels. And I didn't really get the full gist, but the headline was they reckon that because of health and obesity, that children should be restricted to one Easter egg at Easter. Like, no, shut up. Rubbish that.
I don't give a flying fact. Flying facts. What are the rules, Jordan?
Well, do you know what? There's one thing I want to point out. We need to just remind everybody what the full title of Flying Fact is. It's called I Couldn't Give a Flying Fact.
Yeah.
That's the title of this section.
It's not called Flying Fact.
But Flying Fact, we abbreviate it, don't we?
Yeah.
And what we have to do is...
Go on.
No, I'm letting you fill in the bit.
Oh!
Give
three facts.
Yeah.
Two truths, one lie.
And we have to work out which one is the lie.
Go for it.
Go on, Jod.
I have an actual hole in the head. Yeah.
Keep it light.
I have met Dawn Acton.
Oh, there, yeah.
Tracy Barlow.
Used that one before, but go on.
Have I?
Yeah.
I once fell down a hole.
We like the ones that sort of involve personal injury for some reason. Me and Andrew find them so much fun. You need more of them, mate.
Oh, dear.
We're mean, aren't we?
So you've got an actual hole in the head?
Yeah. I have, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think we can see that.
Yeah.
There is a hole in the head.
Yeah.
One in the front there.
Official.
Aye.
Tracy Barlow, we've had that one before, haven't we?
That's Tracy, true. We know that. Yeah.
So you didn't fall down a hole. That's the lie, I'm guessing.
Nobody falls down a hole.
You must have fallen down a hole.
Yeah, it was in my auntie's field. I was running. I didn't see the hole.
Whoa. You were running?
Well, yeah.
If you're going to lie, you got to lie proper.
No, I was running and didn't see the hole. And then next minute, right down it.
Question.
Me and my cousin.
When do you run? Is this the same as your mountaineering?
We was actually being stampeded by cows.
Keys.
Your brain's really glitching today, isn't it?
Cows.
Do you need a little lie down?
Because my cousin, right, she just whacked these cows with a colt. I seen her whacking them, and I thought, these are going to charge these. So they charged, and then next minute I was on the ground down this hole, and she just ran off.
And you think this is real, do you?
Yeah.
Is this anything to do with a cow machine on the desk?
No.
Are you sure?
Absolutely not.
Hang on. See, I told you that coming, Andy. Yeah, that's the bull one. Pardon the pun.
Yeah.
Bull. Yeah, we're going for the third one. Like, Andrew, am I right?
So fell down a hole. Yeah.
Fell down a hole. Not true. Which one's the lie?
Fell down a hole.
Yeah.
Here's my flying fat, boys.
Go on.
I once accidentally set fire to a campsite.
Oh, here we go. Fires again.
Number two, I once acted as a French translator, even though I couldn't speak French. Fact number two. Fact number three, I once did a good deed and ended up being the neighbourhood villain.
Oh, God. No, you didn't. That's what that sounds like.
Questions, right. Gentlemen?
Okay. God, where do we go with those?
Mm.
They could all be true. Yeah. So which campsite did you set on fire?
It was a festival site in Derby, if I remember right.
Okay.
Them first two?
Yeah.
They sound like you've used them twice.
That's what I was thinking. Was thinking that.
Yeah.
Or so similar ones,
you're
yeah.
a translator.
Yes.
In French, but you don't speak French.
No, but I've seen Hello, Hello.
Right. So give us an example of your French.
Hello. I told you, I've watched Hello, Hello. So what I used to do with the French, it was a mate of mine. We were in a club. I tell you what, it was an old club that you might remember. Andrew, you might remember. Smokies. Back in the day.
I remember the name.
I remember Smokies.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, I was in Smokies.
Yeah.
And it was I don't know what night, Saturday or Sunday night.
It wasn't in France, though.
No. But it was two French ladies we were talking to.
Yeah.
No, sorry, I'm talking rubbish now. Two English ladies we were talking to. And my mate pretended to be French to impress them. So every time he spoke to them, they looked at me and I had to translate.
Yeah, I'm having that. I believe that. Yeah, that's definitely true.
What was funny as well, every time he spoke to them and I translated, it usually involved, he said, it's his round again. And he couldn't contest it.
Yeah, like that. All right, go on then. The following one, how did you end up being a villain?
Oh, God, this is awful.
You weren't doing panto, were you?
No, I was walking down my street, and there was like a dog in a garden.
Street where you live?
No, no, it was 20 years ago.
Wow.
And there was a dog in the garden, in this garden. It was raining, and this dog looked decidedly, you know, wet through and uncomfortable in the garden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I noticed the back door of the kitchen of the house was still open, so I did my good deed.
Yeah.
So I went up,
yeah,
and I opened the door, and I shooed the dog inside and shut the door and walked off.
Right.
And then as I got down the street, I could hear a load of screaming, and his family came running out, and it wasn't their dog. So I thought I was doing a good deed. And apparently it was quite vicious. And I pushed it into the kitchen.
What do you reckon, Jordan? I think this is quite a tricky one.
I know. Mm.
What are you going for?
The French, I think that's a lie.
Oh, good, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, oui.
No. Definitely you'd be doing that. I think that's true. I'm going to say setting fire to a campsite is the lie.
Oh, do you know what you're saying? You're saying the French son.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the lie was pushing the dog into someone's kitchen. Why would I do that, you idiots? Absolute nut job to pair of you.
So before we go any further then, Kevin, you were a bit sulky last week.
Just a bit.
Little bit touchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was no need, was there? I come up with a quiz idea.
Yeah.
And then he nicks it. He's got his own soundtrack going on. And you remember I said I was just going to stuff it. I'm going to do my own rogue one.
All right, go on.
I've decided I'm going to do an extra special one, Jordan.
Right.
So I've got a new quiet quiz idea.
Yeah. Right.
I'm going to do. And Jordan, if you're with me, I want you to be with me and we're going to get rid of him and do my quiz.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, I've already said that. I said this in the chat the other day.
Are you with me? Yeah.
No, listen to me.
You need to be very careful here, Jordan.
You're either with me or you're not.
Kevin, listen to me.
All right.
Right. I've got to stick with Bossman because he controls my destiny.
You've not heard my idea yet, though. You need to. You're going to hear me out.
Yeah.
My pitch.
Yeah.
Right. So I've been working with some working titles.
Right.
And the one I've settled on is the Seriously Hard Intelligent Test Show, which to me sounds really good.
Yeah, it does. Will you just do me a favour, though?
What?
Say that really quickly.
The Seriously Hard Intelligent Test Show. Ta-da! Or you could call it shits for short, right? So, you like that?
Do you know what that reminds me
John,
of?
Can you imagine on a T-shirt?
Yeah.
I love the shits. You know? You can bring out a game show. You can have it on telly. Christmas Day.
I mean, I love the marketing.
Do you like it?
I do.
You could do board games at Christmas, couldn't you?
Yeah.
What are you doing this Christmas? I've got the shits with the family. I think that'd be good fun. You know what I mean? Seriously hard intelligent test show. Are you up for it? Dragon's Den?
Yeah.
Pitch it.
So you've got a title?
Yes.
Have you got an actual quiz?
Yes. The Seriously Hard Intelligent Test Show.
Yeah, but what does it do? Other than have us all saying shits every once in a while.
I just want to make a lot of work for you. Yeah, see how many times I can get the word in and how many beeps.
That's the thing I want to know, right?
Is it? We could do a TV deal.
Can I just ask a question?
We can have shit on TV.
Just shut up a minute. Is it going to be a good quiz? Or is it going to be s***?
Jesus, he was desperate getting that out, wasn't he? That was, honestly, the desperation, then.
Honestly, the board game would be like, play this at Christmas, it's the s*** of the whole family. You know what I mean? Go for it.
Really is the s***.
I'll be honest. Seriously hard intelligent test show.
All right, I just think you're still a little upset. And I think you're hitting out a little bit and bringing swear words into the podcast. And that's fine. That's fine. I get it. I understand. You're hurt.
Okay.
But of course he is. He's like, he's
no.
No. We're not doing it.
Of course he is. He's lost his shit. You can see.
Right, can everybody stop saying shit now?
Oh dear, the bleak machine's going to be working overtime, isn't it? Right, so in episode 100, we left with the scores on the doors at 33 points for Jordan and 35 points for Kevin. You're catching up, Jordan. Episode 101, what have you got for us this time?
Hang on, are we getting a trophy for the quiz up now?
Oh, that reminds me.
Oh,
let me just go under the table again.
Oh dear, he's doing it again. Oh, matron. No.
Here he is!
Yay!
There's your trophy.
It's not.
He's got some weight to it, hasn't he?
He was a lot bigger.
He was a lot bigger on the picture, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, remember Spinal Tap when they ordered Stonehenge for the stage? That's what you've done there. That's well,
there
great.
You are. That's your trophy. So whoever wins.
Hang on.
Oh, actually, no. That's not for this. That's for the quiz.
You've got it wrong.
You got it wrong.
Yeah, sorry. I thought there was a trophy for this one. Joke off. Go on, John.
What do you call a dog that enjoys taking a bath every day?
Go on.
A shampoodle.
You found that funny, did you? Oh, dear.
Hey, Jordan, I just phoned in sick to work today.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday, actually. And my boss said to me, he said, how sick are you? I said, well, I'm in bed with my nan.
Oh!
Andrew, you need an explanation, for God's sake.
No, I do.
Oh, God!
I phoned in sick to the boss. He said, how sick are you? Yeah. I said, well, I'm in bed with my nan.
Oh. Yeah, sorry, that one took a little while. Oh, I'm going to have to give the point to Kevin.
Yes.
36 points to Kevin. Woo. 33 to Jordan. Oh, we'll see you in the next episode. Yeah, get ready for that cow.
Bye Jordan.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.